when he lived on this earth, you know, it says the Holy Spirit will take up mine and show it to you. He began to show me the next thing as he grew up in Nazareth. How there was, his mother and Joseph and his mother were not New Covenant people. Even New Covenant husbands and wives fight. So you can imagine how much Joseph and Mary fought. Do you believe Joseph and Mary fought? Unless you're a Roman Catholic, I suppose you believe that. I believe they fought. I've seen New Covenant husband and wife fight. What about Old Covenant people? Can you imagine Jesus seeing Mary and Joseph having an argument and quarreling and him still respecting them? Him still respecting them? Because he obeyed the command which says, honor your father and mother. Some of you young people, just because you know a little bit of the Lord, you think you're smart and your parents don't know so much and you despise them. Learn from Jesus. See the inner life of Jesus. He did not despise his defeated parents. If you know the Lord better than your parents, that's fine, but you still got to honor your parents. That's what we teach in this church. And I saw that in Jesus. And I would not despise my parents. Maybe God gave me more light than them. And I saw in Jesus how he was obedient in little things. I saw little pictures like, you know, Jesus playing games outside with other 12-year-old boys, whatever was the equivalent of cricket in those days. I suppose all through the centuries there was always a bat and a ball, whether it's cricket or baseball or whatever it is, and whatever they played in Nazareth in those days. And it was Jesus' turn to bat. And Mary says, hey, Jesus, come here. I want you to do some work for me. What do today's 12-year-old boys say? Mommy, just wait. 5 minutes. And 5 minutes usually means 55 minutes. Because it's my turn to bat. Jesus dropped the bat and said, hey, fellas, mommy's calling me. And people call him, hey, sissy, your mama's boy. Aha. He was willing to face that. This is what made him the perfect servant of God. You think the way you behave at home is not important for your ministry? It's fundamental for your ministry. Honor your father and mother that it may go well with you. Teach your children to honor their parents. It'll go well with them. I taught that to my children because I wanted it to go well with them. Jesus obeyed. Not when he was just 8 or 9 or 10 or 12, when he was 18, 19, 20, 25, 28. He obeyed. You got to see the inner life of Jesus. And he had to grow up with 4 brothers and 2 sisters at least. All younger to him. And it was a poor carpenter's home. And here he was living. They didn't have separate bedrooms. The luxuries that today's children have. Separate bedrooms. Wow. They all slept on the floor. Poor carpenter's children. Where did they sleep? On the floor. The boys this side, the girls that side in the same room. And when the temperature got hot with all the arguments there were among the boys, Jesus could not quietly retreat into some bedroom and lock the door. There was no bedroom to retreat. He had to live there. And you know, have you noticed this, that when there is a one good boy and all the others will gang up to somehow irritate him and make him angry or sin? I mean, you see that in school, you see that everywhere. They're sort of upset that this guy doesn't get upset. And I can imagine those 4 brothers and 2 sisters ganging up and say, let's work up Jesus. He never seems to get angry. Let's see who can make him angry today. And he lived like that for years in that home. And he never got angry. You think he wasn't tempted? Some of you think you have problems in your home. Look unto Jesus and run the race. I tell you, my whole life was changed when the Holy Spirit began to show me the inner life of Jesus, because I wanted to be an inner type of Christian. And I thought of Jesus walking to school with the other boys and old people sitting by the roadside. You know, it's narrow roads. You can hear everything that that old man is saying. And one old man says to the other, you know that little boy there, the second from the right? His name is Jesus. His mother is Mary. We don't know who his father is. We don't know how he was born. He was born before she got married. And he hears that. How do you feel like if you heard it when you went to school? That you were an illegitimate child. And you hear it and hear it and hear it. That's part of the inner suffering of Jesus. He came, suffered that for you and me. And what the Lord says is, are you willing? He asked me, are you willing to let people? Jesus was not an illegitimate child. He was the most perfectly born child in the world. All the others are illegitimate compared to him. But he was scandalized and misunderstood. And the Lord asked me, are you willing to let people tell all types of false stories about you? Are you willing to keep quiet because you don't want to sin, because you want God to prepare you for a ministry? I said, yes, Lord. Yes. I will not complain. When people write false stories about me, tell false stories about me, that's the way my Savior went, and I'll go that way. And I'll keep quiet. Ministry doesn't come by studying the Bible. You've got to go through the way Jesus walked, the road of suffering. And the Bible is called suffering in the flesh. That means my inner life, I have to die. But it becomes easier when I saw that Jesus went that way. If you just tell me to take up the cross, there's no encouragement there. But when I see Jesus, the way he went, that says, hey, Lord, that's wonderful. I see your footsteps. I think of the Holy Spirit shows me how Jesus worked. He worked hard. I believe there were calluses in his hands. His hands were not smooth like a lot of people's today. His hands were hardworking. Hardworking hands. They worked hard. Because he wasn't a lazy person. He worked with his hands in the carpenter's shop. In the book of Proverbs, it says, a good wife works hard with her hands and has got a very gentle tongue. So I tell young people, when you're considering marrying someone, shake her hand and see whether it's calloused or soft. You'll know what type of wife you're going to get. One drawing room lady with soft hands and always putting lotion and sitting there. Or the one who's got calloused hands working in the kitchen. You'll know pretty quickly. You don't have to ask any questions. Today's young girls have got a hard tongue and soft hands. Proverbs speaks of a girl who had a soft tongue and hard hands. Jesus worked hard. God didn't send him into some rich king's house where he could just have servants and ayahs and all types of people to care for him and cooks to cook for him. He worked hard. And the Lord showed me, if you want to follow Jesus, you've got to work hard. And be absolutely honest in business. It's not easy to be honest in business. There's a lot of sin in business. I know that. And Jesus was a businessman selling wood furniture or whatever it is. And his aim was not to become the richest carpenter in Nazareth, but to work hard. And in that workshop, he learned to know his father better. When things went wrong, he had to learn how other people suffered. He would never cheat a customer in any area. He would rather suffer the loss himself. And I can imagine that if a widow wanted something, he'd just give it to her free and say, take it. I won't charge you. You can't become the richest carpenter in Nazareth if you have that attitude. His aim was not to make money. His aim was to earn his living. He made a profit, of course, in what he sold. Otherwise, he couldn't support his family of four younger brothers, two sisters, and a mother. There's nothing wrong in earning profit in business, but he wouldn't cheat anyone. The inner life of Jesus, have you seen it? It will change your whole life when you see it. It affects every area of your life. 90% of Jesus' life, 30 out of 33 and a half years. You know how much that is? 90% of his life he spent at home and in his place of work. 10% of his life he went out preaching. 90% of his life he was in his home and in his place of work. Why? Because 90% of your life and mine we spend at home and in our place of work. And he had to be an example for us. 10% of our life we go for conferences and meetings and other things like that. And that 90%, his faithfulness there, is what gave him the ministry in that 10%. And that's what the Lord showed me. If you're faithful in your home, if you're faithful with money, if you stay out of debt, pay back everything that you wronged other people in, and be absolutely righteous and upright, and trust the Father for your needs. You know, for example, I'll tell you why I have tried my best to stay out of debt, and by the grace of God, I've never been in debt for 73 years. It's because I cannot imagine Jesus going to somebody and say, hey, can you lend me some money? My heavenly Father sort of let me down and I don't have enough money now. Can you help me a little bit? I could not imagine that Jesus would ever go to somebody like that.